What can we do to improve ourselves? You know, or is the customer just crazy? I mean, sometimes they misremember.
Sometimes they are. I mean, also
it happens. You know, I mean, you get a little
heated. I'm crazy. I can be a customer somewhere right? and I can get crazy.
Yeah, or you get a little heated. You forget certain details. You know, but I like to look at them.
Here is a quick bite episode of a previous guest, Garrett Regan, and how he specifically uses a technique to ensure the buying process stays in check.
The customer is always right until they're not. When you have irrefutable evidence, it's pretty hard to argue with the facts. And so in this case, he's using that to help make his business better.
And that irrefutable evidence, Kelly, according to Garrett, is applying the technology of video surveillance to keep the customer and the buying process in check. If you recall, going back to season 2, we had talked about that one dealership in Huntington Beach who was replying to all of their social reviews in sometimes a nice and often not a irresponsible, unprofessional manner. Well, if you apply the technology and the technique that Garrett has using video surveillance, you're able to ensure that your customers are treated fairly. I'm Dennis Wisco.
Alongside Kelly Cruz, this is the Wisco Weekly Podcast. Let's get into the show.
You are now tuned in to the Wisco Weekly Experience.
Getting probably maybe a bit more serious. Well, you know, so in researching your store, I was going through a lot of different review sites. Mm-hmm. First off, I do want to thank you for being on the show because sure. there's not a lot of info that's out there on you. So hopefully this actually will serve as more information right. on branding you.
True.
But in looking at some of the reviews on your site, mm-hmm. You know, you start to get down to the negative reviews.
Right.
And as I was reading your negative reviews, honestly, it was nothing new under the sun.
Right.
There's sure. standard customer complaints, mm-hmm. but to your credit, I believe those were your responses. Yeah, I mean,
I'm the only one that has a password.
Fair enough. Okay, so your responses were professional but fair.
Right.
Because, I mean, I've certainly seen where owners would just, you know, it becomes a bully battle.
You can't get emotional.
You can't get emotional.
It's just business, right.
But one of the things that I did notice that was consistent or pretty consistent in a lot of the replies you were giving, mm-hmm. where you cited your virtual security system
right.
as evidence of, I'm sorry, what do you mean by what you experienced?
Exactly.
And you were going down yeah. a timeline. So my question to you actually is, have these security systems for your business, like, and you know, maybe for another dealership that could be listening, independent store that could be listening, how much has that changed your operation here?
I mean, I like it because I can really see what exactly happened. Like if a customer had a bad experience, I want to know what happened. I want to know who they talked to or want to know how exactly the whole thing went. I mean, right now, this whole thing is being looked at, recorded. I mean, everything, you know, and I could go back to this and I could look at it and be like, did we do something wrong? What can we do to improve ourselves? You know, or is the customer just crazy? I mean, sometimes they misremember.
Sometimes they are. I mean, also
it happens, you know, I mean, you get a little heated.
I'm crazy. I can be a customer somewhere right? and I can get crazy.
Yeah. Or you get a little heated. You forget certain details, you know, but I like to look at every detail and that's what I, you know, I can go back a whole month and figure out what happened.
Now, was that by design or by accident?
By accident. You know, I got the system not like knowing that feature and then realizing one day like, oh, I should look back and see how that went. And then it became more of a, you know, we could use this technology and improve ourselves. Or, you know, in a better case, we lost a pair of keys. Where did the keys go? And they were like on this one desk and, oh, that customer accidentally put those keys in his pocket. Let's give him a call. Oh, sorry. We'll bring it back.
Is there something about the process now of reviewing footage? Because, again, I mean, you're talking about like a full day's worth True. Of footage. So either reviewing the footage, or is there something that you've been able to streamline the process? I mean, again, I almost want to think of this like, let's hear Garrett's best tips on when you implement a security system at your dealership. Here's right. what you've learned, and here are some of the best advice that you can lend.
I mean, the base thing is just get your timeline down and focus on exactly what you want to look at. And that's it. I mean, most of our customer interactions are not more than an hour. Even if you bought a car, if you're here for more than an hour, then you must really like us. you know, and then if you didn't buy a car from us, you're probably here 15, 20 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not that hard to focus, like, put it down. I knew there was a niche in the market that I really enjoyed. Because I had also worked at a new car store, and I understood their how they sold brand new cars. Selling brand new cars is simple. Mm-hmm. Selling used cars is extremely difficult, mm-hmm. yeah, because you kind of have no idea what you're dealing with. And then also too, at a new car store, they only sell used cars that are 3 years old, mm-hmm. you know, that they can certify and sell on, and usually their own brand. Mm-hmm. And then you get beyond that, then you get to used car stores. And a lot of used car stores like to stay in the $10,000 to $15,000 bracket, mm-hmm. you know, because that's like the sweet finance zone, you know. So you can get a car financed no problem because of age and miles limitations, and everything can get approved as long as you can get a customer in the door that can get approved.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then there's where I came in, is where I really like selling cars that are around $5,000. You know, a lot of people can come up with $5,000 and they don't want payments, and they don't want to pay full coverage insurance, or they just want to come in, pay, get out, no problem. And, you know, we turn over quite a few.
Are most of your customers then cash buyers, or?
I would say.
At least to you. I mean, of course, they may be getting option financing.
Kind exactly. of to us, as we see cash, I would say about 65% are cash buyers.
Wow.
Where they just write a check or pay literally green cash, or they swipe a credit card.
Visit WiscoWeeklyPod.com and listen to more dealer executives share their customer experience. You can hear more about the dealer operations, such as amenities they offer and other buying programs that may be of relevance to you. So that's WiscoWeeklyPod.com. You can even chat with us live about the show or get car advice.
Thank you for that, Kelly. And listeners, I hope you got some good value out of this episode and hearing from Garrett and how he's using his video surveillance to respond to social reviews. I'm sure we've all been in the position of looking at Google and Yelp and other websites out there and reading reviews about businesses before we transact with them. And seeing the results of owners is, at least for me, definitely key thing about how I view and perceive that business. And in Garrett's case, when he's responding using video surveillance, you can't help but say that, you know what, this guy's it's doing the right thing for, you know, his customers and for his business. And he's just trying to be as transparent and fair as possible. So I hope you all are doing the same thing. And hey, if you're looking to evolve your security system, you may already have in place the closed circuit TV, which is all wired and it's on a dedicated computer logging all the data. But certainly there are some big advances. I'm a big fan of home surveillance cameras. I have some myself, and that is what Garrett had as well. I don't remember the one specifically, but it was along the lines of a Nest, an Arlo, Ring, Blink. Again, anything that you could find readily available at a Best Buy or on Amazon. And certainly if you want to get the two-way talk, that's always better. So evolve your security system and pick up one of these home surveillance systems at a store near you. And as we end every episode, cheers, prost, l'chaim, kipis, nastravi, salud, kampai, mabruk to the customer experience.